A legend named to the 2019 NASCAR Hall of Fame class joins Jack's Garage. It is the one and only Jack Roush. Jack, congratulations on being named to the 2019 class of the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Thank you, Claire B. This the 20 people have been nominated for this class is just incredible. It's hard for me to imagine that I got enough votes to be one of the five that were selected of the 20 that were nominated.
Jack, I know you're a humble guy. I think one of the very cool things you're known for is that you've seen 19 different drivers win in NASCAR competition. You're a leader in the garage for finding and developing talent. What are you the proudest of as you were enjoying being named, and because of your family as well and all of the people that you have shepherded into the sport, what stands out to you that you're proudest of as you're named to the Hall of Fame class of 2019?
Probably the 55 drivers in total that I've been able to partner with and to share their career opportunities with. Of course, Mark was first, and Jeff Burton was second or third. And we've just really had a great group of drivers that have come to be part of it, and we've been able to build successful careers with a lot of shop people and, of course, more recently, engineers. But to be able to be involved with the lives and the careers of so many talented, able, motivated people, I often say that on the backs of giants, I've been carried to heights I couldn't have otherwise reached by myself.
Oh, Jack, that's really humble, and that is the kind of guy that you are. You're hardworking, you put your head down, you're there early in the morning, you refuse to give up, and the people that work with you and around you know that. Let me ask you what it felt like to be named to the Hall of Fame. Where were you? What stands out of the people that came up and said congratulations? I know you had a few moments with Mark Martin, and there was a video, and the people were sending that on social media, but what stands out to you? What was it like being there as they called your name?
5 minutes after five, I was sitting in the conference room in the Concord shop where we're going to have our fan day, our homecoming tomorrow, with a number of the drivers that have driven over the years signing autographs with me in our fan day. But anyway, I was in the conference room at 5 minutes after five, and somebody whispered in my ear and said, Jack, you really need to get on your horse and ride down to the Hall of Fame. You're going to be voted in for the induction in January. And so I said, okay, Kevin Wood was there with me. And I said, Kevin, maybe we should go. And so we jumped in his car, and they had just named Jeff Gordon when I went in. And they were celebrating Jeff Gordon, and the next person that got voted in was myself. So it was that trip across Charlotte was really breathtaking, and rush hour traffic to get there. Happily, we were going the opposite direction. Most people were coming out of the city, and we were going in. But I was really just going to celebrate or watch what was going to happen, not really thinking that I had a great chance of getting in. And of course, for that reason, I'd not gone down there. But I was given the indication I should get my butt on down there and participate with it. And of course, that's what we did. We made it in time.
Do you have any reflections of those that will join you in the Hall of Fame class of 2019? Davey Allison, Jeff Gordon, Alan Kulwicki, Roger Penske, and of course the landmark winner, Jim Hunter. What a strong class.
Yeah, I've always looked up at the Jim and Roger for the things that they've done in the sport. And of course, Jeff Gordon's had just an incredible career, and I knew Davey Allison not really well, but I knew him, and we never went out to dinner together, but certainly enjoyed what he was doing, enjoyed his potential, and anticipated that he was going to have a successful career. Alan Kulwicki was an interesting guy. He was doing it Alan's way, like he did his reverse victory lap, to be on the side of the car that his fans were, rather than be on the opposite side of the car when he went around the racetrack. But anyway, Alan was a great guy to be voted in with Alan and Davey and Roger and Hunter and Roger Penske at the same time. That's just awesome to have my name listed with those people who are going to be inducted in January. We'll make out the first 50. Of the inductees in the Hall of Fame, and I'm just humbled to be part of that group.
I always think about when it isn't the successes of people that drives success. It's the failures that people overcome that, you know, everybody can succeed learning how to fail, get back up on your feet and go. For anybody and for people listening, it's not just all about winning, right? So what was the hardest part of it all? The time that you grabbed yourself by the pants and said, I gotta keep going, and now you end up in the Hall of Fame.
Well, the thing ebbs and flows. You know, you have the hot hand for a while in terms of where your drivers are in their careers. That'll be a thing that will spur you on. You can have an advancement in the chassis design or some strategy for the execution of the race. So anyway, you can't be at the top of your game all the time for all kinds of reasons. But when we've been to the bottom of our game, we've had enough loyalty among our partners and our drivers and our crew chiefs. We've been able to crawl back, and of course, we've been able to enjoy that the success at the top of the curve. We've been able to attract people that would help us get through the next low side when it happens.
Jack, another thing too, since we're on Jack's Garage, and congratulations! I know all your fans who were so excited. I could hear people screaming in the hall when it was announced that you were in the 2019 NASCAR Hall of Fame class, and you've made and been around so many winners. What, not just in racing, but what do you identify as what makes a winner? You know, what is it that turns somebody into a winner that you have seen in your career? Because you really have developed a lot of talent.
Well, you know, this, the thing that I've tried to do is manage the race team people the same as I manage my people in the engineering business up north. If you look at where a person's talents are and where their strengths are, you give them their head and let them grow and provide leadership in those areas. Then you prop them up with support in the areas where they may be either lacking in experience or lacking in some other judgment that judgmental way that would be necessary to be in line for them to realize their potential. But helping young people realize their potential, helping people that are mature go to the next level has been my greatest challenge and my greatest satisfaction.
Jack, anything stand out to you of people that came up to you when you rushed down to the hall, it was announced you were named to the 2019 class. Anybody come up to you? Did you, you know, get to talk to Roger? Did you get a phone call from somebody? Did anybody stand out as far as anybody in the family, anybody in the sport? What stands out in your mind about the reaction of people that you ran into down there?
Well, the first person I went to that I talked to about driving my car was Bobby Allison. Of course, he was having a good career with the Stavola brothers at the time and wasn't interested in making a change. So Bobby Allison came up to me and wished me well. And also Eddie and Lenny and Leonard Wood were there, and they've been great supporters and great partners in the Ford process of the utilizing and taking Ford's help and figuring ways to make race teams win with it. So the Wood brothers and Bobby Allison were the two that I was approached with first after I realized I was in. Ken Squires was there. You know, a number of other media people that have been involved forever there, Winston Kelly, a lot of people that are really champions in their own right that are involved in the sport for years that have made the success and the notoriety and the attention that we've gotten possible.
Have you had a chance to talk with Jack Jr. yet?
No, I've not. You know, I haven't opened my phone up. I've got about 20 phone messages. I'll be up to midnight answering phone messages.
You knew this was coming, didn't you? Kind of, you were down at the shop. But, you got a good part of the vote, which is pretty interesting. You know, it was Jack Roush, 70%. The voting was 70% for you, Jack. You're well-loved in the garage and amongst those, like Matt Kenseth, you know, who wants to come back because he says, said over and over, I've had him on this show several times, I wanted to pay Jack back for all that he had done for me. What a cool thing, right? And so, go ahead.
Yeah, that was just great. You know, Matt has come back to help us with some of our problems. He helped us identify the fact we needed to have better fuel in our cars, and so he helped us get on track with that. But you know, we've had such many great partnerships. The Ford Motor Company's been so much help over the years, that I just can't thank enough people. I can't give enough thanks to the full number of people that are really entitled to the credit for the things I've been recognized for.
I hope that you get a chance to really enjoy this, and that it's great that you are still of great health and that you're able to enjoy being in the Hall of Fame and the speech and the family and the presentation. It's great that it happens at a time where you can fully enjoy it and absorb it, and that the people around you can celebrate it, because while you're very humble, I know the people at the race shop, I know how they felt. This was very important to many people on your race teams.
Yeah, and one of the things that's been the most gratifying is the encouragement that Mark has given me over the years to just hang in there and keep trying, just keep doing your best, and you'll realize more success. Tomorrow we're going to have a fan day at our Rouse Fenway headquarters in the Concord shop here, and we're going to have a homecoming with Biffle and Burton and Kenseth, of course, and Mark all helping greet the fans and sign autographs and tell them thanks.
I think that's awesome. I'm going to let you go in just a moment here, but tell everybody, you know, kind of where you're at about this. You said you didn't expect it, right? What do you want to do with it? What do you want to do yet tonight? What are you thinking about it right now, Jack?
Well, I need to reach out to Robin Pemberton, who was my first crew chief for Mark, and to Steve Neal, who was my first manager for Mark. I need to say thanks to them. I got to reach out to Mark Rushbrook of Ford Motor Company and tell him thanks for all the Ford has done for the 50 years that I've been involved with Ford in racing. And, you know, I've just got to think about the people that helped put me here, and the want people that have made sacrifices to help my success, help me be successful over the years. There's just so many of them that I almost dreaded the actual nomination for the induction that's going to follow. Because if I leave somebody out that has been so deserving and so much a part of it, leave them out, giving them credit and recognize them for their help, that'll be my worst, might be my worst nightmare getting through this, trying to enjoy it. Winston Kelly told me that I should enjoy this, but I'm going to be paying attention, trying to make sure I don't forget somebody.
You mean writing lists and making sure you don't leave anybody out in a storied career in which you'll probably have to write page after page after page of people, right, that you'll want to remember. I mean, once you start that, there's no end, because you've touched so many people and they've been a part of your success and you of theirs, right?
Yes. It's been really a great run. 31 years ago when Les Richter encouraged me to start a team, and of course Ford Motor Company gave me some encouragement to start with and gave me my first money toward starting the team. Bobby Allison for his support, Banjo Matthews for his encouragement, Gary Nelson for his advice. You know, all those people were part of helping lay the foundation for what we're able to celebrate today.
Well, Jack, I got to tell you, very happy for you. And I think there should be an award for your sense of humor, too, because I get such a kick out of your quick sense of humor, even when you're really busy working on things. And I know that tomorrow, the Roush Fenway Racing Homecoming edition of Fan Appreciation Day, which we will broadcast live from tomorrow, is huge, with Mark Martin and Jeff Burton and Greg Biffle coming back and Matt Kenseth and you now named to the 2019 Hall of Fame class and current stable of drivers for the annual event at the world headquarters at Roush Fenway Racing tomorrow. If fans are in the area, they definitely need to go over there, because it's going to be a 2019 naming to the Hall of Fame class party, and Jack Roush will be in the middle of it all. Jack, I will let you go so you can go make these phone calls. I am really humbled and honored that I get to have you on Jack's Garage tonight and say congratulations. It is an honor that you worked very, very hard for, and I know you'll continue to work very, very hard. Your passion for the sport and the way that you feel about your employees, and it's a very big deal. So you go enjoy it with everybody, and thanks for coming on live tonight on Jack's Garage. Jack, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you, Claire. I'll do the best as I can, as long as I can. But I already forgot something. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and, of course, Trevor Bayne will be there signing autographs as well, the two of the current full-time drivers.
Very cool. And it'll be a party, and we'll be broadcasting live on Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Jack, you go have a good time tonight. You earned it, and it'll be a big celebration into next year when you are inducted into the class of the Hall of Fame at 2019. Thank you for coming on tonight. Congratulations, Jack. Go have some fun, okay?
Thank you, Claire V. You're most generous. I appreciate your help and your support. Thank you very much.
You got it.